Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Translation and commentary by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Antya Leela, Chapter 20, Text 52. Nagoni aponaduk shobebanchi tar shuk amar tatparja moreja de diaduk tar hoelo mahashuk sheiduk mor shukabarja. Translation. I do not mind my personal distress. I only wish for the happiness of Krishna, for his happiness is the goal of my life. However, if he feels great happiness in giving me distress, that distress is the best of my happiness. Purport. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that a devotee does not care about his own happiness and distress. He is simply interested in seeing that Krishna is happy, and for that purpose he engages in various activities. A pure devotee has no way of sensing happiness except by seeing that Krishna is happy in every respect. If Krishna becomes happy by giving him distress, such a devotee accepts that unhappiness as the greatest of all happiness. Those who are materialistic, however, who are very proud of material wealth and have no spiritual knowledge, like the Prakrit Sahajiyas, regard their own happiness as the aim of life. Some of them aspire to enjoy themselves by sharing the happiness of Krishna. This is the mentality of fruitive workers who want to enjoy sense gratification by making a show of service to Krishna. So, there you go.
சந்தோஷம் கொண்டாரானால் அதுவே என்னுடைய சந்தோஷமாக இருக்கும். ஒருவரை ஸ்ரீ பக்தி சித்தார்த்த சரஸ்வதி கோஸ்வாமி மகாராஜ் அவர்கள், ஒரு பக்தன் தன்னுடைய சொந்த சந்தோஷத்தையோ துக்கத்தையோ பெருசாக பொருட்படுத்துவதில்லை என்று கூறுகின்றார். அவர் கிருஷ்ணனுடைய மகிழ்ச்சியில் மட்டுமே எப்பொழுதும் ஆர்வமுடையவராக இருக்கின்றார். அதற்காக எப்பொழுதும் பலவிதமான காரியங்களில் ஈடுபட்டு கொண்டே இருக்கின்றார். ஒரு சுத்த பக்தர் பகவான் ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ணரை எல்லா விதமான முறையிலும் மகிழ்ச்சிப்படுத்துவதையுமே எப்பொழுதும் தன்னுடைய குறிக்கோளாக கொண்டிருக்கின்றார். பகவான் ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ணர் அவருக்கு துக்கத்தை அளித்து மகிழ்ச்சி கொண்டாரானால் அந்த துக்கத்தை மகிழ்ச்சியாக அவர் ஏற்றுக்கொள்கிறார். ஆனால் அதற்கு மாறாக எப்பொழுதும் தன்னுடைய பௌதிக சொத்துக்களை ஐஸ்வர்யங்களில் பெருமை கொண்டுள்ள பௌதிகவாதியானவன், இந்த ஆன்மீகமான அறிவு உடையாதவன் இல்லாதவராக இருக்கின்றார். அவர் பிராகிருத சகஜியாக வந்தவர். பிராகிருத சகஜியார்கள் தங்களுடைய சொந்த உருவங்களையே உருவங்களையே பொருட்டாக கொண்டிருக்கிறார்.
This verse appears as part of the Bengali explication of the 8th verse of Sri Shikshashtakam.
In the slogan, Sistha Bhakti, Bangalore, Lilith,
This is the actual standard of love. Bhakti is ultimately all about love. Love is a very commonly used word. And a most commonly misused word. Love is meant for Krishna. Atendriya priti vancha tare bale kam, Krishnendriya priti icha dhare prema nam. Material lust is the desire to satisfy one's own senses. So almost everything that goes on in the name of love in this world is actually a manifestation of kaam or material desire. But the desire to please Krishna, to satisfy his transcendental senses, that is called prema. So yesterday one devotee was initiated with the name Prem Lata Devidasi. So that name is applicable, actually, the name Premalata is applicable actually to Sri Radha. Any mundane understanding of that name is misapplied. Sometimes it's said that the world, the universe goes on because of love. But the actual fact is that the world goes on because of misunderstanding of love, which is actually lust. Now here, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, speaking in the mood of Srimati Radharani, says that I don't care for my own distress. I only want Krishna's happiness. Because that is the very meaning of my existence. Now, if she says that if Krishna becomes greatly happy in seeing my distress, I will accept that distress as being the best of my happiness. So this seems to be very strange. Now of course Krishna doesn't want to see Radha unhappy. But she is making the point that if Krishna would become happy in my unhappiness, then I would accept that as my happiness. So generally people think that, well, we love someone and then I become happy. And actually we do become fully happy if we surrender to Krishna. There's someone outside wants to come inside. He's locked out. No, when I said that, he's But the nature of happiness in this world, because it is illusory, is that it, the so-called happiness of this world always results in unhappiness. Whereas the happiness of the spiritual happiness is all happiness. In this material world, it's all misery. Even the happiness is miserable. How is that, that the happiness is miserable? Well, we can give an example in this regard. When the pig is in the drain and looking for a stool coming floating in the water and eating that, he feels very nice, very happy when he gets a nice piece of fresh stool. If you live in Singapore, you won't see this. If you live in Vrindavan, you can see it. So is Singapore better than Vrindavan? No. So the pig is happy, but when we see that, we think, this is terrible. To take happiness in eating stool means that the consciousness is just on a very low, degraded platform. So as we go higher and higher in consciousness, we can realize that lower levels of happiness, there's not really happiness at all. So the happiness that we think is happiness, that's not happiness at all. Real happiness comes from surrender to Krishna. Now in spiritual life it might seem that there's distress. But even the apparent distress in Krishna consciousness, that's also happiness. So you see that the happiness in material life is distress, and the distress in spiritual life is happiness. The Mayavadis and the Buddhists, the Nirvisheshavadis and Shunyavadis, they correctly analyze that what is called love in this world is simply desire, and desire is the cause of suffering. So they want to stop all love. Or they have a very vague notion of love. They have some vague idea of loving all living beings. But no specific living being. The idea is that one should love everyone, but don't get entangled with anyone. That is impersonal love.
உண்மையில் இது அருவவாதத்தை அடிப்படையாக வைத்த ஒரு காதல் செய்யக்கூடிய
Because love, real love means person to person.
காரணம் உண்மையான அன்பு என்பது இரண்டு நபர்களுக்கு இடையில் மட்டும் பரிமாற்றம் செய்யப்படக்கூடிய ஒன்றாகும்.
It means interaction between people.
நபர்களுக்கு இடையில் உள்ள அன்பு பரிமாற்றமே காதலாகும்.
It means sacrifice and devotion to a love means a love for a person, which means sacrifice for their sake.
காதல் என்பது அன்பு என்பது மற்ற நபர்களுக்கு செய்யப்படக்கூடிய ஒன்றாகும். அது கண்டிப்பாக மற்ற நபர்களுக்கான தியாகம் உள்ளது.
You have to know a person intimately to love them.
ஒரு நபரை நாம் நெருங்கிய முறையில் தெரிந்தவராக இருக்க வேண்டும். அவர் மீது அன்பு கொள்வதற்கு காதல் கொள்வதற்கு.
So the idea of loving all everyone without specifically loving anyone, it's just an imagination.
எல்லாவிதமான நபர்களையுமே நான் அன்பு செலுத்துகிறேன் என்று கூறிவிட்டு எந்த குறிப்பிட்ட விதமான நபர் மீதும் உண்மையான அன்பு செலுத்தாத பட்சத்தில்
So
கற்பனையான அன்பாகும்.
Love must be between persons.
அன்பு என்பது நபர்களுக்கு இடையில் செய்யப்படக்கூடிய விஷயம்.
But the love between persons in this world is the cause of material bondage and suffering.
ஆனால் நபர்களுக்கு இடையில் உள்ள இந்த உலகத்தில் உள்ள பௌதிகமான அன்பு நம்மை பௌதிக பந்தத்திற்கு உள்ளாக்குகின்றது, கஷ்டத்திற்குள் உள்ளாக்குகின்றது.
So then we should give that up.
அதனால் இந்த பௌதிகமான அன்பினை நாம் விட்டுவிட வேண்டும்.
But actually there is love between persons which is not the cause of material entanglement or suffering.
ஆனால் அதே நேரத்தில் ஒரு விதமான அன்பு இரண்டு நபர்களுக்கு இடையில் உலகுகின்றது. அந்த உண்மையான அன்பு நம்மை துக்கத்திலிருந்து விடுவிக்கும்.
Love of Krishna is not only not entangling, but it frees us from material entanglement.
பகவான் ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ணர் மீது நாம் கொள்ளக்கூடிய அன்பு நம்மை இந்த பௌதிக பந்தத்திற்கு உள்ளாக்குவதற்கு மாறாக நம்மை இந்த பௌதிக பந்தத்திலிருந்து விடுவிக்கக்கூடிய இன்பகரமான ஒரு விஷயமாகும்.
And not only does it not produce suffering, but it produces the greatest bliss.
இது துன்பத்தை கொடுப்பதற்கு மாறாக இன்பத்தை கொடுக்கக்கூடிய ஒரு விஷயமாகும்.
Now why is that?
ஏன் இந்த அன்பு மட்டும் இன்பத்தை நமக்கு கொடுக்கின்றது?
If I try to love someone in this material world, it produces entanglement and suffering.
இந்த உலகத்தில் உள்ள ஒருவர் மீது நான் அன்பு கொள்ள ஆரம்பித்தால், காதல் கொள்ள ஆரம்பித்தால் அது துன்பத்தை கொடுக்கின்றது.
But if we love Krishna, we get free from material bondage and we enter into the life of pure bliss.
ஆனால் பகவான் ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ணரை நாம் நேசித்தோமானால் அது நம்மை பௌதிக பந்தத்திலிருந்து விடுவிப்பது மட்டுமல்லாமல்
Well, the reason for that is that Krishna is the proper object of love.
காரணம் பகவான் ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ணரே நம்முடைய அன்பின் காதலின் உண்மையான குறிக்கோள் ஆவார்.
We are constitutionally living beings who are meant to love Krishna.
தத்துவத்தின் அடிப்படையில் நாம் பகவான் ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ணருடைய சேவைக்காக ஆனவர்கள்
That is our constitutional position of Sat Chit Ananda, eternity, knowledge and bliss to be situated in the service of Krishna. And Krishna can reciprocate with everyone. If we think we'll love everyone, we end up loving no one. Because love means to have a very intimate relationship with persons.
காரணம் என்பது காதல் என்பது மற்ற நபர்களிடம் நாம் கொள்ள வேண்டிய நெருங்கிய சம்பந்தமுடைய உறவாகும்.
But we can't intimately relate with any more than just a few people.
ஆனால் உண்மையில் செயல் ரீதியான முறையில் சில குறிப்பிட்ட குறைந்த எண்ணிக்கையுள்ள நபர்களிடம் மட்டும்தான் நம்மால் நெருங்கிய உறவு கொண்டவர்களாக மாற முடியும்.
But Krishna can. Krishna can interrelate with all the unlimited numbers of jivas.
Bhagavan Sri Krishna
And Krishna has no motive to exploit us.
So
Krishna is completely pure in his consciousness. And if we approach Krishna in pure consciousness, then Krishna reciprocates in pure love. So in this verse, the expression of the highest level of pure consciousness in Krishna consciousness is described. That I don't want my own happiness. I didn't approach Krishna to get my own happiness. I only want Krishna's happiness. I'm willing to accept any amount of distress to give pleasure to Krishna. Mother Yashoda, if she sees a little drop of perspiration on baby Krishna's forehead and she thinks that is inconveniencing him, to remove that... Yeah, okay. So to remove that minor inconvenience, she is prepared to die a million times. Of course, there's no question of Yashoda suffering such distress. But her attitude in devotional service is thus understood. So this is the real standard of love. This is especially Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings. How we can have pure love in Krishna consciousness. We should be prepared to accept all kinds of difficulties to serve Krishna. Now, in this purport, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that someone who approaches Krishna thinking that I want to get happiness from Krishna, such a person is not a proper devotee at all. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Chaturvidha bhajante mangjana sukriti narjana arto jignyasur artharti jnani cha bharatarshava. Krishna says that four kinds of pious people approach me.
Bhagavan Sri Krishna in the Pulvacha Slogatil Purigindar, Nalvidamana Punya Sanihil, Enne Bhakti Sevi, Anagindar.
There's the distressed person who approaches Krishna that remove my distress. There is the Ardhartharthi who he wants money so he can become happy. So all right, they're approaching Krishna, but they're not really devotees because they don't want so much to serve Krishna as to get something from Krishna. There's also the curious, someone who's philosophically interested. They approach Krishna. And there's also the jnani, one who knows that Krishna is the supreme and approaches him to serve him. So Krishna says about such a person, Tesham jnani nitya yukta eka bhakti vishishyate priyo hi jnanino tyartam ahang sacha mama priyaha. Krishna says, among these four, one who knows what he's doing in approaching me, he is the best. He is dear to me and I am dear to him. You already said it, it seems. Now, most of us come to Krishna consciousness not thinking that, well, I only care for Krishna's happiness. We're thinking, I'm suffering. I'm going to worship Krishna and get some happiness in this miserable life. Everyone's nodding their head in agreement. Yes, yes. But we're supposed to progress from that level. And therefore, we have this kind of discussion, philosophical discussion, to understand why we should serve Krishna. That's why Srila Prabhupada, he spoke very philosophically about Krishna consciousness and not usually talking about pastimes directly. Because unless we understand this point that we are meant for Krishna's happiness, not that Krishna is meant for our happiness, then we can never really make any proper progress in Krishna consciousness. This is all explained in terms of drig drishya vichar, in that Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Vaibhav, that book that I compiled, which Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said that this is the essence of his teachings. We should understand that Krishna is the seer. We are meant to be seen by Krishna, not that we are to see Krishna. We are the objects of Krishna's pleasure, not that Krishna is the object of our pleasure. So, Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he states here that there are people who want to be happy by sharing the happiness of Krishna. They think, oh, Krishna's leelas are very nice and I'll also enjoy being part of that. So that attitude may not be wrong, but the basis of that has to be the attitude of service to Krishna. So if one thinks of one's own happiness as primary, then one cannot properly love anyone, even materially, when what to speak of loving Krishna spiritually.
பௌதிகமான விஷயங்களிலே எப்பொழுதும் ஒருவன் தன்னுடைய சுகத்தையே பிரதானமானவாக கருதக்கூடிய பட்சத்தில் ஒருத்தனை சரியான முறையில் அன்பு செலுத்த முடியாது.
Just like in family life, Srila Prabhupada caused a minor sensation, or he by saying that the wife is supposed to serve the husband.
Srila Prabhupada ulagaaryamana kudumba vaazhkaiyai patri pesakoodiya nerathil manaviyanavar kanavanukku seivai seidhathaaga prathamai endru koori
And many men, they thought, well, that's very good. But there are two sides to the equation. The husband's also supposed to be responsible for the wife and see that all the necessities are taken care of. So even in the mundane sphere, love means there has to be some sacrifice and giving to the other. If we think, if the husband thinks, I'll just enjoy my wife and she can serve me, and that's all, and that she does that and I don't have to bother about anything for her.
But,
That is an exploitive attitude. So in the same way, if we think, well, I like Krishna's pastimes and I like to join that and be happy, and we talk a lot about Krishna prema, but we don't talk about surrendering to Krishna, then that means it's the same attitude, that we're thinking of our own happiness more important than thinking of Krishna, giving that primacy over Krishna's happiness. So it's natural that everyone wants to be happy. But the secret of attaining happiness is not to make our own happiness the aim of our life. But to understand that our happiness lies in our full surrender to make Krishna happy. So this spiritual knowledge is required. Otherwise, if we think, well, I like Krishna consciousness because it makes me happy, then we're not really in Krishna consciousness. Everything. Kirtan is meant for Krishna's pleasure. The dancing in Kirtan is meant for Krishna's pleasure, not for our pleasure. That's why I don't recommend that you dance round and round in circles in front of the deities. You're supposed to... The kirtan and the dancing is meant for an offering to the deity, not that just we will be happy by dancing round and round in circles, forgetting the deity. So this spiritual knowledge is required. Srila Prabhupada, he gave this spiritual knowledge. The essence of devotional service is this service, the service attitude. So that will be awakened by associating with devotees who have such an attitude.
இந்த மனோபாவனையுள்ள பக்தருடைய சங்கத்தால் அடையப்படக்கூடிய ஒன்றாகும்.
and by continually, repeatedly hearing and understanding that we are meant for Krishna's pleasure. We are meant for serving Krishna. Srila Prabhupada writes here, from Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati writings, those who are materialistic, who are very proud of material wealth and who have no spiritual knowledge.
Srila Prabhupada,
such persons regard their own happiness as the aim of life. But a real devotee thinks that how by my actions, my thoughts, my words, how Krishna will be pleased. Of course, Krishna doesn't need our service. He's not dependent on us. But he becomes happy when he sees that we are acting in our proper position of loving service to him. So, Krishna consciousness is a very happy process. But it's also a very serious process. Generally, when we think that something's very serious, we think, well, can't be very happy. But Krishna consciousness is both. It's very serious because if we don't surrender to Krishna, then punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam, punarapi janani, jartare shayanam, we just have to go on and on and on suffering in the cycle of birth and death. It's very serious because if we're not serving Krishna, if we're not surrendered to Krishna, we're completely misusing our whole existence. It's very serious if we're not pleasing Krishna. But at the same time, it's very happy. Because that is the natural result of being in Krishna consciousness. When we think of something serious, what do we think of? Work. You have to do your works very, you have to do your work very seriously and carefully. Study at school, very serious. What else? A very serious, important cricket match. Well, the winning team becomes happy, but then the losing team, they're not happy. So what is, but when we think of something happy, we think of some festival, something like that, in which there's no particular meaning, you just jump around and dance and then you feel happy. So we think of happiness as being just something whimsical and then we feel happy. But Krishna consciousness is both serious and fully happy. Only it's the happiness of pure love. And it's only by fully surrendering to Krishna and giving up all personal desires for happiness that we can enter into the happiness of pure love for Krishna. Love in this world can never be perfect. Because all the parties concerned are thinking at least in the back of their mind about their own happiness. And even if the partners concerned are more or less selfless in their dealings with each other, still their relationship has to be broken. That is the nature of this world. Death separates everyone. But Krishna is full and complete and perfect, and he never dies. So we can live with Krishna eternally with full, perfect, complete love, which is not possible in this world. And we can actually love everyone if we love Krishna. Of course, we can't love unlimited living beings. That is the prerogative of Krishna only. We can't have an intimate relationship with them all. But we can benefit all living beings by being Krishna conscious. The very presence of a pure devotee in this world purifies the whole world. The attitude of a pure devotee is sarva bhuta hite ratam. He's fixed in the consciousness of benefiting all living beings. So love is the most powerful force. Real love for Krishna. That real love for Krishna can do something which no power in this world can do, which is to liberate us from birth and death. To take us out of the suffering of this condition and place us in the condition of pure, blissful existence. So this is the great gift of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we should try to understand what are the gifts of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Many people talk of love. But we actually saw what was love in the personality of Srila Prabhupada. How he sacrificed even not only the comfort of living peacefully in Vrindavan in old age, But the spiritual pleasure of living in Vrindavan, which only he as a pure devotee can really experience. Yeah. He went to so much trouble to bring us Krishna consciousness. He was overflowing with pure love for Krishna that he wanted to share with others. So elsewhere here in Chaitanya Charitamrita it said that Krishna himself is a servant of love. Krishna becomes controlled by the love of his devotees. What a great subject this is. This is far, far beyond any mundane discussion. Even this is far beyond the spiritual discussions of the Mayavadis and the Yogis. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes that Swarasaki Siddhi Braja Gopiya Dhan Paramachanchala Shati Jogira Dhyan Nirvishesha Gyan Ekane Napaistiti. He says that each individual gopi of Vrindavan, their own attitude of service to Krishna, that is their wealth. It appears that the gopis are very whimsical in their behavior. Sometimes they play with Krishna, sometimes they fight with Krishna. But actually they're the most chaste of women because they have the attitude that they only want to please Krishna. So the meditation of the yogis and the cultivation of impersonal knowledge, this doesn't come anywhere near this. It has no entrance into this discussion whatsoever. It's beyond their imagination. Hare Krishna! Well, I have to go on to another place. So, Hare Krishna. That's all for now here.